Their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? So you know how some people go, I've been doing this for 2,000 years. You ain't got here yet. Gotta wake up. The other day, come back for a portion of the church. Are you ready? I hear the Lord say over there in Acts 2:17, that in the last day, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, your sons and your daughters.
Title of this sermon is The Time of the Signs of the Time. Talking about activities that's taking place today that was prophesied years ago. These truly are the signs of the time.
My handmaid, I will pour out of my spirit in those days. These are the signs of the time. I've heard there in verse 19 to 20, one that, and it will show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, which haven't came yet. Blood and fire and vapors of fire and smoke. The Bible said a sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and noble day. These are the signs of time. And I don't know about you this evening, but I can see the signs of the judgment. And these are the signs of the time. And it shall come to pass that whosoever call on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. And let him that have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Yes, for these are the signs of the time. People have left their first love. And that first love is Jesus, God from above. The word tells me they shall be Antichrist. And Antichrist is already in this world. I found in 1 John chapter 2 verse 18, when the Bible tells us, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are many Antichrists already in this world. We know who Antichrist is. Any human being that rejects Jesus are the little Antichrist. And they are working for the devil, denying Jesus on every hand. Church of deliverance, I stopped by to tell you this evening, are you walking in the newness of life? For these are the signs of the time. I heard the word of the Lord say in 1 Timothy 4 and 1, but in the last days, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. And we can see it all over the place as we walk our journey in holiness with God. The Bible said they're speaking lies and hypocrisy and having their conscience seared with the hard iron. These are the signs of the time. The Bible said they will be refusing to marry and giving in marriage. I see the signs of the time when sin and iniquity is accepted in the churches today. Yeah, I'm observing the priesthood as they ordain ministers to be head of the church and walking and seeing how can a church ordain a man that is an open homosexual? These are the signs of the time. Some of you have heard about abomination and desolation. I want to tell you that what we see now happening in the church is the just beginning of abomination and desolation. When you see men openly in sin and standing in God's pulpit, trying to declare the gospel, what it is a gospel lie. These are the signs of the time. If you can understand desolation and abomination, he said, "Sure, to the people, the devil will rise up all across this world, stand up and pull him, preaching a false gospel." That's desolation and abomination. They're going to get a stronghold in the church house. We see today that, good God Almighty, the people of sin are rolling into the church, and the church is rolling into the world. And some of us are grieving on that mentality. We don't have to compromise God's word. But the preachers of the churches today simply want to be recognized or fall with the crowd. We are compromising the gospel of Jesus. Young folks, and I don't mind them having their outlet, but we don't have a copy what the world is doing. These are the signs of the time. The church body need to wake up spiritually and realize that the sign of the cross. The Bible says over there in 2 Timothy, verses 3, 1 through 7, know also that the last days till the time shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own self. Good God from glory. I'm just waiting on my help. Men will be proud and boastful. That's what the word says. And I'm going to stand on God's word. Men will be blasphemous and disobedient to parents. These are the signs of the times. Men will be unfaithful. And men will be unholy. Y'all don't hear me?
Give me a minute.
These are the signs of the time. Men will be without natural
effects.
It's God from glory. It gets quiet in here. Men sleeping with men. And women sleeping with women. Yeah. Get all up in the church house. We trying to prove that man. I found out that God don't bless no man. In the name of Jesus. Somebody from a far away to approve that junk. Yes! This is not homosexual man. This is the word of God. There is no word to stand for something. We are born for anything. God's word is solemn. And God's word is true. God's word is unchangeable. I learned to stand on God's word. I'm going to stand to Jesus come back. I don't look for no friends. I got a friend called Jesus. I'm going to stand to Jesus. These are the signs of the time. Men will be the despisers of those who do good. These are the signs of the time. But water, men will be full, full and high-minded. Yeah, these are the signs of the time. Men will be lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. The things of the world have changed men's minds. I love my heart. I love my life. And I love what about Jesus? These are the signs of the time. How can Jesus say that man is more concerned about the material things of this man? Yes, men will be liars. They will be murderers. And they will steal. Man will cheat and rob you. Yes. But I heard the Bible say that they have the form of godliness and deny the power they are. They're looking for their own power. They're not looking at the power of God. These are the signs of the time. I heard the word say, man will be forever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. That is truth. I heard God's word is the truth. The Holy Ghost is the truth. Jesus is the truth. These are the signs of the time. Yes, the only hope man has is found in Jesus. He is my rock and my shield. He is my refuge and he's my strength. Rock of salvation. Jesus, the leader of the valley. Jesus, my. Jesus, my soul when I Jesus, with the Calvary cross, gave life to you and I, that we might have the right to the good life. Jesus, with the Calvary, gave his life, you got filled. And you might have become a Jesus.
come down from the fifth to the ninth house, just for you and I. Never said a last time. I heard him say to the deep, one to the left and one to the right.
Him to come into your life and forgive you and save you? Did you open up your heart and let him in? If you did, we believe you got born again and get into a good Bible teaching church so that you can grow in the grace of God in your salvation. God bless you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I can see. What he's done for me, Now I can see what the Lord has done for me. Danger, trolls, and snares. I have all already.
People cry.
Hey!
The people cry.
Hey!